JM in the AM. That's brand new Baruch Levine. It is Chanukah 5776. And tonight, with an incredible lineup, we are going to be at the Great Synagogue of Paris with an amazing Jewish unity concert, the Concert of Jewish Unity, Let There Be Light. The concept is well known to our listeners at this point. It must be very, very difficult to be in a situation where every time there is an event of importance to the Jewish world, everyone thinks you should be the chairman. It must be a very, very difficult situation where every time someone comes up with a great idea for a great cause, everyone thinks this person must be the chairman. I am going to give myself credit in this case because Mr. Robert Ben-Rimon, who is involved in more causes than anybody will ever be able to imagine, and some of them we've had the opportunity to speak about on the air. When this was first considered, and it was obvious that the Jews of Paris would be the target of our love and affection, it was so obvious to me that this man would be the perfect chairman. And when we went to his office, and he had no idea what we were going to discuss with him, we went to his office, proposed this idea, and I guarantee you, he has been proposed so many ideas when it comes to dinners and events. When we went to his office and proposed this idea, he lit up knowing that we were 100% right, that there is no better chairman for this part of the Jewish Unity Initiative. Mr. Robert Ben-Rimon, who is traveling with an amazing delegation from West Orange, New Jersey, and leading an incredibly important and focused United States delegation, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, merci beaucoup for having me. And now that I say a few French words, it's really the perfect place. And on top of it, it's beautiful, you know, we say Paris, c'est la ville de lumière. It means Paris is the city of light. And what's the best things could be to be in the city of light in the Chag of the light of Hanukkah? So it's really exciting for me, and I'm amazed. And Baruch Hashem, I'm here also with my mentor and my best friend, and he's actually also was responsible for it. It's Simon Jacob.
Of course.
When I heard that Simon, I said, Simon, are you coming? I said, okay, if Simon coming, I'm in, put me in. Especially for such an important mission. And in actuality, you did approach me before all those terrible events.
Right.
And I thought you just going to hit me for a donation. And that's it. But Baruch Hashem, I'm getting my money and my donation worth every penny of it. And it's very, very exciting, especially after spending a unique day here in Paris.
The importance of this mission and the vital aspect to it must be so obvious to you because of your history here. Nobody knows, certainly not in our circles, knows what the Jewish community of Paris means to the Jewish world like you do. One of the first things you told us when you first joined us on the air, you said, do you realize, Nachum, that this is the capital of all dispersed Jews?
Correct.
If you're a Parisian Jew, you are from, and you could list tens of places, right?
Correct. And surprisingly also, when I discussed with my wife, which is my Eshes Chayil, I want to thank her this opportunity to let me go, it was fascinating that I kept on thinking, I thought it's only the North African Jews from Tunis, Morocco, and Libya. I discovered also that Sheila's aunt, my wife's aunt, lived here from 1945 to 1955 as a shelter for all the Jews of the ghetto.
Right.
So I think France itself played a bigger role than what we think as a bridge base for a shelter for all the Jews.
Right.
Also, Naomi Berg's mother was here for 10 years, and I had opportunity to speak to her, and she spoke to me fluently French. I said, how come you're speaking so fluently? She said, I lived 10 years. I went from Poland. I came directly to Paris.
Yeah. Robert Benrimon, chairing our event, our American delegation. The we spent, you just said, a very interesting, I forgot the word you used, but it was a very interesting day in Paris. And there's no question we are trying very hard to stay on message about how important this community is to the Jewish diaspora. Nonetheless, it is obvious from the people we spoke to on the street, and you facilitated that because you speak French, thank God. It is obvious from the people we spoke to on the street that there is a trepidation, a fear, a wondering what the future's going to bring. How difficult is it for someone like yourself to see this balancing act where you're so proud of the vibrancy of this community and its history, and at the same time you hear people who are so desperate for an answer about the future?
Amazingly enough, I could see interacting today with a few people, especially in the restaurant and even in a hyper kosher. There was some, you could see on their eyes, they was thirsty for visitors, by the way.
Right.
And
good point.
I thought, I got the feeling that they really appreciate us coming in here.
Yep.
And so solidarity with them. Simon and I this morning got up, we were a little bit confused. We went to one synagogue. You weren't there.
You went to another one.
We went to another, and the beautiful synagogue. And you could see, they realized that we are foreigner, we are not from here. But right away, they opened the arm. This guy said, please, you can daven here, you don't have to go there.
Right.
And they were really, you can see from probably all the trauma they had in the past month especially, that they are really thirsty right. for somebody to hear them, somebody to understand, and for them to understand that they are in a different path right now,
yeah.
not what it used to be. I mean, honestly, for me, to visit that kosher place, the hyper kosher, and see so many guards was like really a spooky feeling.
Was that the first time you were there since the attack?
Yes. And more so, even in the second synagogue we visit, there
right.
was like about 10, literally 10 army guys there.
Right.
And I said to myself, and I'm thinking about Israel.
Right.
Tel Aviv, and Shum Davar Kazeh. There is nothing like that. Jerusalem, there is sometimes, but the magic in Israel, Baruch Hashem, the Israelis, and I'm so proud to be Israeli that we're dealing with crisis for so many years, and we became resilient. In Israel, when there is an attack, you, 10 minutes later, will pass by there, you won't think even there was an attack.
Right.
It's cleaned up, spick and span, like nothing happened. To make sure that everything is continued, life continue. However, I think one of the interviewers today said something very, very important. First of all, the unity that we had, all of us thinks it's a miracle or probably connected to Hanukkah because
right.
it happened on Shabbat.
Right. Friday night was the
Friday
attack,
night
right.
was the attack. There wasn't...
November 13th.
And everybody I spoke with today,
they
the
all
first
mentioned
word
it.
They said, c'était pas au Shabbat, which is, means it didn't happen on Shabbat.
Even those who are not religious
even
Jews
even though, you know, more modern Jews, you know... In
they
the,
got
even,
it.
And they were really, but together with it, I felt when they look at Simon, they look at me, they look at you, there was some kind of, you know, we need support here.
Yeah, no question
about
it.
You know, and I really felt it.
Robert Benrimon is with us. One of the things I'm going to discuss with Simon later in the show is we've had the opportunity to do this in Israel, and you know, just like he does, you know that people, not only do they appreciate the visits, but they expect it at this point. In Israel, they expect it. Here, we got the idea, like, you came to see us?
Yes.
you came to check on us?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And that fellow, I think it was in the Jewish Quarter, I think it was that interview, he said, you know, You should be, I don't know if it was him, maybe it was the woman in Hyper Kasher. I think it was the woman.
The woman was phenomenal.
She said, you know, you could be doing this in any city in the world.
Correct.
You could be visiting any Jewish community in any city in the world at this point because everybody's in a very difficult and challenging situation.
She stated very smartly and very wisely. She said, in English, and I thought she repeated in French, she said, the Jews all over the world right now going through a major hard time.
Right.
All the way from Israel. And it's hard time that, you know, for me also, when I thought about it a little bit, it's like the second evil coming up.
Right.
Was the Nazi era, and now this is a whole new era that it's not such an easy way to deal with,
mm-hmm.
all the way from what's happening in Israel.
No question.
But the good news, the great news, we're going to show unity. We're mm-hmm. showing unity. And the best things you could have done for that, and Chazak u'baruch to you, is bring Yoram Gaon. Yoram Gaon is a guy that was born in Jerusalem, live in Jerusalem, and it's like bringing Jerusalem to Paris.
See, I said, and I think I said this to you the first time we spoke about it, I said to myself when he was available, I don't think there is anybody in the world who has touched every Jew musically. I think from the most Hasidic to the most secular, everybody in some way, whether they know it or not, a lot of people may not even realize it, have been touched by the music of Yehoram Gaon. Who
Absolutely.
Better to represent Jewish unity?
Absolutely.
In the center of the world, in Paris, the center of the European world, certainly, European Jewish world. No question about it. And the lineup is from Israel, as you know, which makes it extra special. We're here from the United States.
One of his famous songs, Nachum, is Mi Yesh Lo Kavod, who have an honor. And, you know, it's a great mission to bring probably the Kavod back to all the Jews all over the world.
Right. It's interesting you say that, by the way. One of the things that we learned in the French Jewish quarter today is that, and I think it was the gentleman David who said it, is that there's such a desperate feeling of loneliness.
Correct.
They were afraid to go back out, difficult to deal with the shock and the aftershock of what happened just a few weeks ago, in addition, of course, to the Jewish community being a target, as we know, a year ago. And it was sort of like, you know, thank goodness for Chanukah. Thank goodness a little bit of time has elapsed. And now people, as you saw today, are starting to really
go back
there's
to
a
normal.
Lot, I will tell you, compared to 2 weeks ago, there's a lot more traffic in Paris than there was than there was 2 weeks
that
ago.
That falafel today place was so delicious, by
and
the
packed.
Way. He was packed, but honestly, they told us clearly that, you know.
Right. Just Rak Matril, right? It's just starting. It's just starting to come back.
In actuality, this Rue Montmartre, which is, that's where we were today,
right.
It's the main street where all the kosher market, all the boulangerie, and all the pâtisserie can you buy, and some famous restaurants are there. It looked like, the guy told me it's starting just this past week, being coming back alive again.
Right.
And then the falafel was delicious.
It certainly was.
they're competing with Ben Yehuda in Israel.
And they're doing a good job at it.
Yes.
So that's the main thoroughfare of the Jewish quarter. Obviously a great history. And I hear the fashion industry is also around there now.
Absolutely.
This is something that you're an expert at.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I pointed out to you that it just seems that the whole atmosphere here is one of very... I know they take presentation very seriously. And you did say to me that the grass is always greener, and maybe I'm just, you know, not realizing that, you know, it's like this in the rest of the world. But there's something about this culture,
but
which
the
is
truth
interesting
is,
to watch.
Yeah, Nachum, the truth is that Paris especially was always leading in arts. You know, all the biggest masters came when
right.
they studied in Paris.
Right.
All the biggest fashion, like Yves Saint Laurent and all of those, Hermès and Chanel 5. I mean, Chanel 5, you go everywhere.
Straight from Paris.
Straight for Paris. A Chanel bag, you have a waiting list for a year. It's insane. It is the capital of the fashion after New York. New York caught up to them probably in the past 10 years, but until 10 years ago, definitely, I can reassure you, you know, even the all the movies about the Devil Watch Prada or
right.
whatever, it happened here in Paris. And they are culinary schools, the best top of the schools. If you see the small presentation, you get the espresso, you get a small cookie. It's a nice touch.
Right.
It's a presentation, you know. I'm looking at some in the hotel room. You know, I'm observing because this is my industry.
Right.
And I see some Lalique vases in the hotel. Everything has to do with fashion, and really, they were the driving force until today with the fashion, on the fashion industry.
Right.
And in food, it's always was the best food, the best, you go, even in the supermarket today, they had some stuff there that the typical supermarket does
not
have.
We would never have it.
We'll never have something like that. You know, the way also they present the chicken, it makes you...
Right.
Really, I want to...
Much more appetizing.
Buy it. It's much more appetizing presentation.
I mean, we were in what people would call a butcher shop.
A butcher shop,
and it had a presentation about it.
Amazing. Amazing. Just... What we bought, you know, even eggs of a fish.
Right.
That you will never think to eat. Liver, I don't eat in the state liver ever. Here, they present the liver so nice, and they, I mean, the whole presentation of the food was phenomenal.
No question about it. Robert Ben-Rimon, he is chairing our American delegation. You'll be speaking at the event, Bezrat Hashem.
Bezrat Hashem, Bezrat Hashem.
I know your message is pretty simple. What's important to us is that you're representing us in the French language, which is very important
merci
to us.
Merci beaucoup, merci beaucoup.
And the message is pretty simple. If there's anything that we've collectively been able to agree on, and there's a lot of things we agree on, but one of the things certainly is that we're trying to bring this message of unity to Paris and let them know that if they're in any type of challenging situation, like any Jewish community in the world, there are other Jews who care about them.
Absolutely, and the slogan should be "Nous sommes avec vous,"
which means
we are together with you,
yes,
as a family.
Exactly,
you are our brothers and our sister. We are together with you. And by all means, Nahum, I walked with you today. I saw people, was some young people was mumbling, who are they? And when they heard that we are here to comfort them with that concert, it meant a lot, yeah, with the concert, really.
No
I thank you so much. In this opportunity, I want to say hi to my immediate family, especially to my grandkids that I really miss them. Chag Chanukah Sameach. And thank you, my dear wife, Sheila, again for letting me come in such an important chag.
Not easy being away for Chanukah. All of us can attest to that, but we're glad you're here. Tadar Rabah.
Thank you, Tadar.
Robert Ben-Rimon, Simon Jacob joins us next. Plenty more coming up. Keep it right here at JM in the AM.